This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. I've noticed over the years that I have these favorite roads, blacktop or dirt, or favorite urban streets, I have favorite trails, I have favorite sidewalks, and what makes them favorite? What makes them favorite are the plants you'll see or hope you'll see. It goes like this. Oh, let's hike up to that spring. Maybe the veratrum will be blooming. Or, hey, if we go to Sonoyta, Patagonia, the cliff rose may be full of seed. Or if we're going to Wilcox, the broom dahlia may be blooming. In Tucson, sometimes, I like a main route into town, like 4th Avenue, Park Avenue, 6th Avenue, and because there's these fun landscapes in front of homes as I enter town, admiring old mesquites or a home with ironwoods out front or Palo Verdes. You know, neighborhood streets that you can always tell a native plant geek or two as the plants seem to tumble out of their yards onto the sidewalk. If I need to go on the interstate to get to Tucson, going east on the interstate, I have a favorite road, a stretch of two-lane blacktop that's full of wildflowers. Not seeded by humans, thank goodness, just crazy wildflowers along a road that cuts through a rocky, gravelly plain at the base of the Dragoon Mountains. It's a blast. I mean, there's chocolate flower, blue flax, sundrops, blanket flower, cota, thistle, cromeria, croton, mistflower, fleabane. I know I'm leaving some out. And if you can find a spot to pull off, which isn't easy, a lot of private land there. But if you wander away from the road and out onto that gravelly plain, you'll find a treasure trove of plants. Nolina texana, Yucca baccata, Rus microphylla, I'm not kidding, Frangula californica, Ocotillo caliandra. Sometimes in May, I'll catch Pinstum and Dasyphyllus blooming. Oh, man, I'm leaving out a bunch of plants, but what I wanted to tell you, there's a stand of a very common small woody plant in there. In that dry, rocky plain, a plant called Dahlia formosa, common, southeastern Arizona, over to New Mexico, as far north as Santa Fe, and over to West Texas. Featherbush, Dahlia formosa. Dahlia honors Samuel Dale, an English physician, botanist, plant collector, gardener of 1650s to the 1730s, an all-around good guy, I can tell you. Formosa, the specific epithet from the Latin, and means beautiful. And it's referring to the amazing pea-like flowers on this plant in the pea family Fabaceae. The purple-colored flowers are papilionaceous. That means they're pea flower parts, banner, keel, wings, very cool. The banner, the upper petal on these papilionaceous flowers, great word, is yellow. The banner's yellow. And the keel and the wings are purple. The common name featherbush comes from the hairy seed and persistent calyces on this thing. So you got these tiny feathers. And when this plant is in flower and fruit at the same time, which it always is during its flower time, it is this glorious combination of pea flowers and feathers. Can you say Formosa? I think you can. I'm forgetting to tell you something. I want to keep saying papilionaceous. Oh, this is it. On this flower, this papilionaceous flower, the banner starts out yellow, but it turns purple. And it could be a signal that the flower has already been pollinated, visited by a pollinator. So that turning purple says, shop elsewhere for your nectar and pollen. Dahlia formosa, featherbush, can be found on warm, gravelly, rocky slopes, mesas from 2,000 feet. I'm not kidding, that low, to 6,500 feet in elevation. Oh, yeah. It would be very cool if you saw it on a favorite sidewalk tumbling out of someone's native plant yard in Tucson. And it just reminds us that the native plants make the cities and the deserts quite beautiful. Yeah, they do. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.